About 250 residents of West Goshen Township packed the local high school auditorium recently for a question and answer session with officials from pipeline company Sunoco Logistics. The crowd gave Alan Feinberg a standing ovation for his question.
Why should the local residents and lawmakers believe, trust, or have any faith in what you're telling us?
The pipeline already exists. Sunoco Logistics wants to reverse the direction of its flow to move natural gas liquids, propane and ethane, from the Marcellus Shale to the industrial complex in Marcus Hook. But first, Sunoco Logistics needs to build pump and valve stations in 31 towns along the pipeline's 300-mile path. That's where the Public Utility Commission comes in. Sunoco Logistics wants the PUC to allow the company to bypass local zoning laws just to build the pump and valve stations. At issue is whether the project has public benefits that justify the zoning waiver. West Goshen resident Alan Feinberg says, no way.
Safety and health are the biggest concerns. Other concerns are, you know, depreciation of quality of life, increased pollution in the area.
Another Chester County resident sees things differently. Rob Powelson was appointed to the Public Utility Commission in 2008 after serving as president of the County Chamber of Commerce. Powelson became chair of the commission in early 2011, just as the shale boom was exploding. Now, as he chairs the regulatory body, Powelson is part of a group of business leaders, politicians, and academics strategizing about how to expand the energy industry in southeastern Pennsylvania.
We're all now coming together to really design what the master plan is for the region.
Calling themselves the Greater Philadelphia Energy Action Team and organized by the Regional Chamber of Commerce, the group bills itself as an advocacy group for new energy and manufacturing projects. Projects like Sunoco Logistics' natural gas liquids pipeline. Last fall, Powelson spoke about the project at an industry conference hosted by the influential Philadelphia law firm Blank Rome. The former State Environmental Protection Secretary, Michael Krantzer, now works for Blank Rome and is representing Sunoco Logistics in this case before the PUC. Krantzer also sits with Powelson on the Energy Action Team. In an interview with State Impact Pennsylvania in January, Powelson endorsed the project.
We have this opportunity to move product to the eastern seaboard versus moving those products to Texas and Louisiana. That's a real game changer for the region going forward.
Now, in his PUC role, Powelson has a say in whether the controversial project goes forward. At a recent public meeting, he declined to talk on tape about whether being part of the Energy Action Team poses a conflict of interest. Powelson said he isn't paid for being on the team and that he's able to separate his role as an advocate from his role as a regulator. Barry Kaufman of the government watchdog Common Cause Pennsylvania says whether Powelson's being paid or not, the public has reason to be suspicious.
The code of conduct requires public officials in the PUC and especially the chairman to avoid any potential conflicts of interest or even the perception of a conflict of interest.
Linda Farrell is executive director of the Pipeline Safety Coalition. The group, based in Chester County, helps residents work with pipeline operators and regulators on projects like this one. Farrell says residents are often the last to know about a company's plans for their neighborhoods, which often puts them at a disadvantage. She believes Powelson could restore the public's trust by choosing not to vote in this case.
Mr. Powelson's ability or inability to remain unbiased in the Sunoco PUC filing decision by nature is going to be in the eye of the beholder, and recusing himself would eliminate any question of conflict of interest on the part of the public.
When asked by State Impact Pennsylvania if he plans to recuse himself, Chairman Powelson said he didn't know. Katie Colinari, State Impact Pennsylvania.